and collect the matzah from them, and the kotel will put it down in my apartment. If it's a kinyan, the galocha, a kotel can't make a kinyan. Just like a kotel can't be kinyan for himself, the kotel will not be allowed to collect the matzahs and put it in your rishus. But if it's mishum dira, that is tamam mitzias. That wherever your bread is, that's where it looks like you live. So the kotel is not doing anything. The kotel is just lemaisa taking your bread and putting it in his apartment. But now what's the kinyan? That lemaisa, your bread is in his apartment, that's why you have the kinyan erev. So there's no kinyanim chal, so even the kotel can do it also. That's enough kimina. La locha we pass like rabbis, mishum dira. Omalayabaya. Le rabba lidokasha. According to rabba, according to your svar mishum dira, have a kasha on you. Or le shmul kasha. According to your svar shmul, that mishum kinyan, have a kasha on you also. Hotan, you learned like this. Chamisha shigobu es erevin. Five people collected the erev together, with five people living in the chotzer. Or else there were six people and five of them together gave it. Is kishahein molichin es eruvin lemokemacher. So Pashu was talking about you have one chotzer here. That the five people in this chotzer made an eruvin chotzer together. Now there's another chotzer right next to them. And they want to be able to carry from their chotzer into the next chotzer. So how do you do that? You take your pasim, you take your eruv, and take it over to the next chotzer and put it down on the next chotzer. You take your pasim into the next chotzer, it's like all of you are living in the next chotzer, you make an eruv together. So that's this halacha. Kishen malichin es eruv in the mokim acher, when they want to pick up their eruvs and put it into the next chotzer, in order to make them a lot of carry into the next chotzer, is echad malich lekulim. One person here picks up the eruv and takes it for all of them. Is a kashin, and that's the halacha. Now we ask the kasha, l'chura, who neo the kokoni? So this one tenant that's taking the eruv into the other rishus, he's making the kinyan good. V'sulai, but nobody else is doing it. And v'aytu, who neo the kodayer? This one person is like living in that chotzer. V'sulo, nobody else is living in the other chotzer. Yes, Rashi learns, the kasha is, look at that second, Rashi, l'mokamachi, Rashi says, shirotsu l'arev im chotzer acheres. These people want to be able to carry into the next chotzer. Is nice in the soicha erevin, they put into the next chotzer the erev, su ze shagovu lahate chatzerim. The erev they were matter for their chotzer, they take it into the next chotzer now. Now, echod mehen molech aide kulam, means bishvel kulam, viafilu nosen hu levadoi pas achas. Even if he's the only one that's taken a pas now, bishvilon, hoyevul kva erev in chaveru kernel tzer kulam. That's the halacha. That one of them, one of the attendants here, can take just one pas, and put it into the next chotzer, and we look as if all these people now are allowed to carry into this chotzer. So that was a bias kasha. How does that work? There's only one guy taking pas and putting it into the next chotzer. So according to Shmuel, only one of them made a kinyan in the next chotzer. According to Rabba, only one of them is living in the next chotzer. But the other four people here are not living in this chotzer. So how does it help that one person takes one pas and puts it into this chotzer? L'chura, only one person is doing it, not the other four. And for them, three kaposha teretz. So Rabbi answered back, it's not a kasher on me, it's not a kasher on Shmuel also. So Pashat is far here. Shlichos the kula covid. That this one person, since Lamaisa, all five of them here together, made an erev together. So like they put themselves all together, they're like one family now. So when one of them picks himself up and takes the bread and puts the pas in the other chotzer, he's doing a b'shlichus all of them. He's like a shliach for all of them. So it's like all of them now put a pas in the next chotzer. Therefore, zay dira helps. They're all living where the pas is. Or mishum kinyan helps everybody. Yeah, now from Rashi, it's mashma v'afilu noisen hu levadoi pas achas. Even though this one person is only putting down one pas, still it's good for everybody. And the svar is, since metchilu they're all meshtutif, they're all together in one chotzer, so like they're like one family. So all you need is just one pas. Omar Rab, Omar Rab, Chama Bagur, Omar Rab, Yishno halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha is like a pas like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha like Rabbi Shimon, and this is Rav's din, like we said before, that Rav's din, according to Shmuel, was when you have the three chatzerim here, and the two outer ones made an erev with the middle one, halacha is lekulam, that the middle one is allowed to carry into both outer chatzerim, and the two outer chatzerim are allowed to carry into the middle chatzer, just the two outer chatzerim can't carry one to the other. The halacha takir is like Shmuel says, and according to Rav, lekulam. That when you have these two outer chaterim, male and rubik chaterim, with the middle one, talk everybody's mutter to carry one to the other, only the two outer ones can't carry one to the other. So the Mishnah. Misha bo badera. Somebody was walking on Friday the Choshcha, and it became night, it became Shabbos. The Choshcha loy. In other words, it was about to become night. It was right before Ben Hashmoshes. Vayamakir Ilan. As he was traveling, was on the road Friday, going home, and when it was about right before Ben Hashmoshes, he saw a tree. He saw a tree that he knows is exactly 2,000 amos away from where he is now. And from that tree to his house is also 2,000 amos. So the guy has a gvalt gechal. I would love now that my shvisa should be chal underneath that tree. Because if right now I'm chal my shvisa underneath that tree, so Eshtons, I could walk from here to the tree, it's within Apayim Amma, and then I could walk home also, because it's also within Apayim Amma. That's what the guy wanted to do. V'choshma v'hoye makir ilon oygeder v'yomam. Shvisa si tachtem. I want my shvisa to be kind of underneath that tree. Is aloch aloyo maklum. What he said doesn't help at all. And the Gemara will explain why, because underneath the tree, Pasha is a very wide tree. There's a lot of reshus, there's like a maybe 20 amas underneath it. So you didn't say which dal damas you want to be your reshus. So since you didn't say where do you want your Erev to be chal, it's like not chal. Mashenke and Luyisuya said, Shvisasi b'ikroi, I want my shvisa to be chal, mamash bad ikra, by the roots of the tree, by the bark of the tree, and that makam, that's where I want my Erev to be chal. In lock of them, takar it is chal. Is mahalek mi mokum rag loviyad ikroy alpay mama. He's allowed to walk now from the beginning of Shabbos from where he is now until the tree alpay mama. Or me ikra viyad beis alpay mama. And then from the tree further another alpay mama. And the lochus brought down the zoni a special cooler they made on a person that's mahalek. If the guy's traveling Friday, he's not at home, they gave such a cooler. Because mikra then you don't have this cooler. Mikra then if you want to make an arubat chumim, either you have to put your pas out there, you have to have bread there, or else you yourself have to be standing there. If you yourself are standing outside, you could be carrying your shvisa. But here you have neither. Here you're walking along the road, and you see a tree 2,000 amas down there. So you just prepare, you say, I want my shvisa to be down there, underneath the tree. So it's a special cooler that Rabbanan gave by a mahalach v'derech. That if you know the special dal damas that you say exactly which dal damas you want, your taka could do this, and you have a right then to walk home. Yeah. But nimso mahalach mishecha sheicha arbo es alpay mama. This person is allowed to walk now on Shabbos 4,000 amas. Because an erev is chal right in the middle. In einoy makir oisheni boki balocha. Let's say the guy does not know where 2,000 amas is away from him. Or else he doesn't know this halacha that he could do such a trick like this. The omash visosibim koimi. So it's poshut, he's talking Friday right before Shkia. He knows he's stuck now. So he says, I want my shvisa to be chal right here where I am. Is aloha zocholay mekoyin enechnami, it's like a kain yishvisa right here, and he has alpayim mama locha ruach. This is the Ika case, we have mamash alpayim mama around where you are. Now, how do you measure the alpayim mama 2,000 amis? Is agulois dibra bechanina. He's like in the middle of the circle, and we take the radius to go all around him, the circle is 2,000 amis. That's what he could walk. He could walk a radius of 2,000 amis all around him, make it like a circle. Rebbe Chanina ben Atignis, that's dibra bechanina ben Atignis. But Homerim no, Mirubos, we make it like a square. He's like in the middle of the square, and we make down like 2,000 amas this way, or 2,000 amas that way, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way. So the mice, he gains on the deal that he could walk the alachsin. If he walks diagonally, he could walk really more than 2,000 amas. We make it look as if there's a tabas, like it's a square around him, 2,000 amas each way, which is really 4,000 amas then. Kedav ketavlam rubas. He has a right to walk on the corners, he could walk to the corner. In other words, really, he could walk a little bit more than 2,000 amas then. He could walk the lachsan, the diagonally, he could walk also, which is which is two-fifths more. The Zuhi Sharmu now, this is another locha. This is what we learned, Ha'oni Mara Baraglev. That an oni, in this case, you can make an error baraglev. In other words, you're walking Friday, and you're stuck out in the woods. Now, you don't have any pasta, you don't have any error really. So why do we say you're kind of shvisa there? It's not your house there, and it's not your bread there. Elamai, this is the law, even though you don't have a house, you don't have a bread, but if your goof, if your body is there, you also kind of the Erev there. Amar Rav Meir, onu ein lanu el oni. It's who could do this only in oni. That means the guy that's traveling Friday, he has no food with him, he's allowed to make such an Erev. Mashenken and Osher means somebody that's in his house, and he has food in his house. If he wants a Friday walk out to the fields and stay there at the beginning of Shabbos, he can't make an Erev Chum like that. Since he has pas in his house, he badafka has to take pas out there. Even though he walks baraglev, it doesn't help. This is Rav Meir Shita. We have Yehuda Waimano, Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. Both of them have this kulam, that you could just walk someplace, and at the beginning of Shabbos say you want the shvisa to be chal where you are right now, even though you walked out of your house without bread, you could do that also. Lo yomru mar from a pas. I, why is there always a loch he's supposed to put a pas for an erev tchumin? El lo hofil, al osher shlo yoytzi v'yar baraglim. It's only a kula, that an osher, that's home. And he, Bemerson, has pas in his house. Now, it will make on him that he doesn't have to walk out to the fields and be there at the beginning of Shabbos. It's enough before Shabbos, you drove out there with your car, and you put down the pas, then you came home, we'll make a kula for you. That you don't have to walk there. It's enough you have your pas there before Shabbos. That's a kula. But the Ikarat then is, if you want to, if you walk there, and you're there at the beginning of Shabbos, where a person is at the beginning of Shabbos, that's Kreinah Shvisa. Even though he has no house there, and he has no bread there, just Ragzav alone, you Kreinah all over. That's the Rabbi Yudah, the Loch, and that's the Loch, like Rabbi Yudah.
When it comes to that Elon, that is already home. Why is not his home Kreinah Shvisa?
That's what we're saying. Yeah, that's what we're saying now. Well, you see, I mean, you see, he's not home. I mean, how does the Elon work? You mean?
Right.
So I said, oh, that's a special kula they made here by Boba Derek. It's only a special kula. Somebody's traveling, they made a special kula. That since you wanted to be there, we look as if you're there. It's a kula, a special kula we consider as if you walking and you're there already. You're there under the tree. So if you're under the tree, that's the Kreinah Shvisa. That's according to everybody, because you're an Oni in this case. That everybody says, if you're an Oni, means you don't have any bread now. You're walking on the road. So Pshita, wherever you are, you could be Kreinah Shvisa. Machlekes is, somebody's in his house, and he has bread in his house, and now he decides Friday afternoon to walk out to the fields and stay there for the beginning of Shabbos. Is it Kreinah Shvisa or not? According to Rav Meir, he's not Kreinah Shvisa. Since you could have taken bread and you didn't take it, you're not Kreinah Shvisa. So the Gemara, Mai L'yom HaKlum, what does it mean, the ratio? It says, if you said, I want my Shvisa to be stam underneath that tree, L'yom HaKlum. What does that mean, L'yom HaKlum? I didn't say anything. Omar Rav, L'yom HaKlum Koliker. You're not carrying any shvis at all. You do not have alpayim ame any place. You should know you're not even allowed to walk underneath the tree. In other words, you're not even carrying a shvis to where you are. They're talking about now you're standing here, Ben Hashmosis, and you have that now, you want your shvis to be carrying 2,000 amas away underneath that tree. So we say, underneath the tree, you're not Kreinah Shvisa. Why? Because you didn't say exactly which place you want to be Kreinah. You didn't say which Dal Damas. Therefore, neither of those Dal Damas are Kreinah for you. And where you're standing right now is also not Kreinah Shvisa. Why? Because you're Okadaitoi. You didn't have Das to be Kreinah here. You wanted to be Kreinah down there. And down there, you're not Kreinah. So Rav holds, you have no Din Alpayim Amah. What do you have then? Exactly where you are, you have to stay there. You only have Dal Damas around you. You can't walk out of your Dal Damas. Hey, since here you wanted to get your Shvisa someplace else, and there it's not Chal, so there you don't have, and here where you are also you don't have. So mainly you have nothing. That's how Rav. L'yom HaKlum Koliker. Yafil Tapta Shlilon Le'mosi Yozom. U'Shmul Amanein. Shmul says L'yom HaKlum, that means Le'beisai. He can't go to his house. He doesn't have 100% kinyan to be Chal there, that he could walk another 2,000 amas to his home. Avil Tapta Shlilon Mosi Yozom. But he is allowed to walk underneath the tree. And underneath the tree, we give a chumra now, like a chumra gomel we had before, means like a donkey and like a camel, we give him both chumras. Now they're talking like this. He now says, he's standing here, and he says, I want my shvis to dechal underneath the tree. Now underneath the tree, let's say there are 20 yamas underneath the tree, right? There are 20 yamas here. It's a long tree, a lot of shades here, 20 yamas here. I'm standing here, and I say, I want my shvis to dechal underneath the tree. Now, Shmuel says, it's like it's true. One of these Dal Damas is Chal for you. Which one, we do not know. So we go to Chumra then. If you want to walk further, so then we say the first Dal Damas is kind of for you, and you can't walk more than our Pai Mama from here. Let's say where you're standing now, you want to walk backwards a little bit. Then we go to Chumra and say, no, maybe the last Dal Damas of the tree was Kreinah Yashvisa. And then we have our Pai Mama this way, you can only walk our Pai Mama from the end of the other side of the tree. So the Shmuel says that, Enechnami, the Kinyan is Chal underneath the tree. Just when our suffix though, we don't know which Dal Damas is Chal. So we have to go to Chumra. Whichever way you want to walk, you have to make believers that the Dal Damas is on the other side that you want to go. So the Chumra, you can't go, the Kitzah, you can't go these 30 Amis. It takes away from the Apai Mama that you have. If you want to walk backwards, you can only walk Apai Mama from the end of the 30 Amis. And if you want to walk forwards, you can only walk Apai Mama forwards from the beginning of the Dalad Amis. So the Kitzah, you have a Tchum, but just to go the Chumra, to which Dalad Amis under the tree is Chal for you. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. Shmuel Amar. Loyama klum means lebeisoy, that you can't mamish walk to your house. Avul tafta shlila motziyozi, you could walk underneath the tree. Venasa tafta shlila underneath the tree becomes like a chomagomu. What does that mean? Bo limdud minatsofen. He wants to walk to the north side of Haimamam. Mojidilay min hadorim. We make believe as if his dal damis is the southern side of the tree. So nice as a chumro, you can't walk too much northern, because now those 30 amas underneath the tree is inside your chum already. Bo limdud minatsofen. Let's say the person wants to walk to the south side. Then Moedim Lai, we say no, the Dal Damas that you were kind of, maybe it's the northern side of the tree, so you can't walk our Payimam away from the northern side of the tree. So the kids, so you are kind of Yishris underneath the tree, just which one, we don't know, which one, therefore we have to go to Chumrah. Omar Rabbah,